pleasure.
This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
They didn't have what it takes to be astronauts. They don't fit the foreign diplomat mold. Their computer science careers were cut short. And the banking world still blanches at the mere mention of their names. But when it comes to sports in Central Nebraska, they know their stuff. And so without further ado, mostly because we're out of it, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation presents The Doug and Danny Show.
And good morning, everyone. Welcome to a Monday edition of the Doug and Danny Show on this February 4th. We're glad to have you along with us here on ESPN Radio, 1460 and 1550 throughout Central Nebraska and the World Wide Web at ESPNSuperstation.com. The day after the Super Bowl, and may I just say, absolutely unbelievable, the prediction that Derek and I had. Exactly right. Derek and I, exactly right. Predicting that the Giants from New York, the football team from the Giants.
Hail the New York Giants!
New York Giants!
Kicked the oblong ball through the uprights. It was most exhilarating. We both predicted...
That's coming to America.
We both predicted 17 points. Derek and myself both predicting 17 points for the Giants, and we were correct.
Oh, yeah. too bad we had a lot more for the
yeah. Rats. Daddy said 13.
You know, unbelievable game.
I will say this. For one of the few times, the ad that I thought was the best, evidently USA Today, and when they rated it, also thought it was the best, was the Rocky Budweiser Clydesdale. Anytime you put Budweiser and Rocky together, you know, two of my favorite things, I don't know how you can go wrong.
Now, I have not saw their ratings. My favorite one happened to be the guy with drinking the amp with the jumper cables
on his nipples.
Gee,
there's a surprise.
And I thought that was very, very clever and very, very funny. But
I also liked the Doritos mouse jumping through the wall and beating the crap out of the sophisticated guy waiting for the little mouse to come out and eat the Dorito on the mouse trap. Let's start the show with an email here. You can email us anytime, DougAndDaddy@ESPNSuperstation.com, DougAndDaddy@ESPNSuperstation.com. To all the Patriot fans who are listening today, may this poem help comfort you in your time of pain. Roses are red, violets are blue. The Patriots lost the Super Bowl. How about them apples? I wish Rodney Harrison was standing in front of me so I could point at him and laugh. Fast Willie, number one Patriot hater.
You know, Doug, we happen to be an establishment that was pretty full yesterday, and you could almost sense when the Giants had a chance, the rooting for the underdog started. And I thought Peyton Manning, the Giants dominating that football game, had they lost yesterday, the Giants dominated that football game.
How many touchdowns did Peyton throw yesterday?
Elijah. Archie's other son. They started rooting.
I was wondering. By the time you got to the establishment, I don't think it made any difference. Peyton, Eli, Cooper. It didn't matter.
Cooper.
But I think people, what a game. Maybe next to the St. Louis, Tennessee at the end of the game, I think arguably one of the greatest Super Bowls to watch was played yesterday. Unequivocally played yesterday. Come back, have to score a touchdown, and you thought that the Patriots were going to scum out. Eli spinning out, somehow getting that ball to David Tyree, and how he came down with that ball, nobody knows. Nobody probably will ever know. With Rodney Harrison hanging all over him.
Well, of course not. Not since the whistle should have been blown for in the grass to begin with, but that's okay. I'm a little biased. Yes, I wanted New England to win. I wanted them to have the perfect season. I was rooting for them. I picked them. And as I said on the show Friday, this game will play out in one of two scenarios. Either New England goes out and plays like they have the best football team and blows them out, and that was my prediction. Or we get that we haven't had a blowout in a long time. You're a parody. I think yesterday was one of the most disappointing Super Bowls in 42 years. And here is one of the reasons why. This was one of the highest Peyton Manning had thrown 50 touch or Tom Brady had thrown 50 touchdown passes. Randy Moss had scored 23, record-breaking. It was a record-breaking year offensively in the National Football League, and that crap that we had to watch for three quarters yesterday was only somewhat saved by what happened in the fourth quarter by jump balls, balls being caught on helmets, push-offs. As they've been saying all morning long, there was no real bad calls in that football game, and that's one thing that saves it. That was not a good football game yesterday, and if you want to say, ooh, defense, it wasn't even a defensive football game. It was bad football.
Tom Brady had never gotten hit like that all year long. They pressured him.
Gee,
people in his face
in 18 games, they hadn't figured out how to get to him, and yesterday all of a sudden they did? You can't tell me that in 2 weeks somebody figured out what 18 other ball clubs, including the Giants, couldn't do. They put 38 on him in the first game and could have put up more.
Well, somebody figured it out, Douglas.
Yes, we are totally on different sides of this.
He was sacked five times.
Yep.
He was knocked down a dozen more.
Yesterday was a good football game then. Because of that?
You know what? Anytime you take the opening drive for 9 minutes and go down the field, you know what? You establish the ball control. Right then, the Giants said, we think we're a better football team than you. Right down the field, right at you. Now, you only came away with 3 points, which had to be a little disappointing and disheartening to them. But nonetheless, they were showing that they were physical up front. It's where that game was won, on both sides of the ball.
They had 3 points in the first three quarters of the Super Bowl. Three. And they probably won the Super Bowl on the coin flip. They probably won the Super Bowl on the coin flip by marching down the field, using all of that time, and then coming out and do what they did defensively. The first play, what in the world was New England trying to prove yesterday? And we've got an email here that actually references it. Watching Nebraska's offense last year, you know, from time to time, you saw some of that yesterday. You know, maybe Bill Callahan's not working for the Jets. Maybe he's working for another new team. Maybe he snuck into the New England offices and sabotaged what was going on there. I mean, how many times did they run off left tackle on third and two or three or one and not get it? What was that first play from scrimmage? Had they run that play all year long, the double counter fake eat it play? Tom Brady had been in the shotgun, three-step drop, all year long, dumping off the ball. It didn't matter how much time he had. There was a lot. I mean, yeah, if they gave him all day, he would burn you with the deep ball. But he was picking you apart all year long with Wes Welker 8-yard receptions, and they did not do that yesterday. Wes Welker had 11 receptions, but that's all. That's
a pretty good game.
14 points. 7 going into the fourth quarter.
Well, I don't know if you said Wes Welker would have 108 yards receiving, 103 or whatever he had. I think if you're a Patriot fan, you'd certainly take that.
And why didn't they kick the field goal?
That is one bizarre
why
thing.
In the world did they not kick the field goal? 4th and 13, and they didn't want to trot in Steve Gostkowski, to try the 48, 47, 49, whatever it was, yard field goal inside with no weather conditions to harm you. Yeah. What is he thinking? The Patriots outthought and outcoached themselves yesterday.
Interesting. Or did Tom Coughlin, was Tom Coughlin a better coach?
No.
All of a sudden, you see Tom Coughlin, he's like the nice guy of the NFL now.
Yeah.
Smiling, happy.
Maybe his assistants.
What a jolly sucker he is.
Maybe his assistants. But Tom Coughlin didn't become a genius overnight. And he probably wasn't an idiot 6 weeks ago. But seriously, once this all settles down, Tom Coughlin would not be in the top 10 NFL coaches. He would not, and that's just the way it is.
Okay, you're defined in the NFL by being able to win big ball games. Does Eli Manning jump into that category of big-time quarterbacks in the NFL after the playoff run and the Super Bowl victory yesterday?
Okay, let's see. Well, it depends what he does from here. The New York Giants have just mimicked what the Pittsburgh Steelers did 2 years ago. And Ben Roethlisberger made the Pro Bowl this year, injured off the motorcycle accident last year. You know, he is very comparable right now to Ben Roethlisberger. He's won a Super Bowl. So did Trent Dilfer.
Anytime you go on the road, though, and defeat three division championship teams in Tampa Bay, Green Bay in their home environment, and on the road in Dallas, and then do what he did coming back against that team, I think it certainly elevates him to a very, very elite level. And, you know, somebody saying yesterday, he wouldn't be in the top 15 quarterbacks if you picked him right now. And I said, whoa.
Eli?
Yeah.
Well, they're smoking. Because Eli probably would be in the top 15.
Well, you think he's in the top 6 or 7.
Well, he's the Super Bowl champion. I don't know if he'd be in the top 6 or 7. He's probably right in that 8, 9, 10 area. He probably is. You're not going to take him over Peyton Manning, Tom Brady, Carson Palmer, Brett Favre. I mean, there's four right there, and that's without even thinking. I mean, you're not going to take him over those guys at all. I don't think you'd take him over Tony Romo. I don't think you'd take him over most of the quarterbacks that were in the playoffs this year. I don't think you'd take him over Matt Hasselbeck. He would probably be right around number 10.
Interesting. Although
1-888-455-ESPN. You can email us anytime, DougAndDaddy@ESPNSuperstation.com. Special guest joining us in studio coming up next segment. Your emails are welcome, DougAndDaddy@ESPNSuperstation.com. Daddy, I have to put up a new Prairie Hills poll and one question today. I got nothing because the game disgusted me, and I want to move on from the Super Bowl. And so I'm trying to
harness the anger. Why the anger?
I'm not angry. I am just not in agreement with you and some of the other people that have been on the air this morning. By the way, I did not know, listening to the markets, that Malaysian palm oil was about ready to hit a new contract high. What is Malaysian palm oil, and how is that? That's like frozen concentrated orange juice. If I see Eddie Murphy running around here with Dan Aykroyd, I'm going to know something's up. But anywho, love to hear from you, your thoughts on the Super Bowl. Let's go to Adam in Holdridge. What a game. I didn't think when I predicted Pats 21-20 that I would be overestimating the scoring, which was funny because they played the Tom Brady cut this morning where Plaxico Burress only had, well, he only thinks we're going to score 17 points, huh? Got to give credit to the Giants' defense. That was the first time I've seen Tom Brady look extremely uncomfortable in the pocket. He looked like his skin.
We're only going to score 17 points? Okay. Is Plax playing defense? Plaxico's a hell of a player. And
he looked like his skin was crawling every time he dropped back. Welcome to the big time, Steve Spagnuolo. You just became the NFL's hottest commodity. For my next prediction, the Giants will be looking for a new D coordinator this summer. First person who says Kevin Cosgrove gets punched in the throat. The night did have its share of disappointment, however. Now that the Pats lost, I have to hear all those Dolphins talking about how great their accomplishment was. Why can't these guys just disappear? And what happened to the funny commercials? I can count the times I laughed out loud on one hand. And you know what? That's right. Last night, worst crop of commercials, although Rocky Bud does save it. Bud Light, Budweiser always comes along with some good ones. Then you've got your commercials with the sodas, and then you got your commercials with the potato chips. I did love the Coke commercial where Charlie Brown and the balloons. He ended up with the Coke at the end there. Of course, anything with Stewie from Family Guy gets a thumbs up. I could count on a clumsy shop teacher's hand, and, well, you get the idea. My favorite part of the evening was when that classless jerk of a coach left the field before the game was over. I understand you're disappointed, but in all those Super Bowls you won, how many opposing coaches left the field prematurely? I bet you can count those on that same shop teacher's hand. I bet that was the first time in the history of the world Bill Belichick was compared to Randy Moss. All in all, a great night of football should be enough to hold me over until college football rolls around. Go Huskers. Which has nothing to do with this email. Adam and Holdridge. Yeah, you know, the Belichick thing is blown out of proportion. The clock said zero. 1,000 people are on the field. They shook hands. Both were ready to go. I know that the official said, hey, we got to run another play. Get off the field and get out of the way. That's all they were doing. Let the Giants celebrate their moment. There was nothing left for the Patriots to do. If you're crying about Bill Belichick leaving the field, then you just have a burr in your saddle because you hate the Patriots. That's the only people that are crying over this. And that was well documented throughout the morning here on ESPN.
Douglas, Derek and I, before the game, totally agree on this. The first drive that the New England Patriots had, there was a spot that was literally 3 yards beyond where it should have been. Guy gets tripped up, Sijej runs
in the first quarter. What did that have to do with anything? It's about a yard, 3 yards. It was not three.
Well, it should have been 3-3 instead of 7-3. That's what it had to do with.
That was a first down play. That was a first down play. It was a first down play. It was not a third down play where it would have been 4th and 1. It was a first down play.
Regardless, why did they not review that?
There was a couple things they should have reviewed. The fumble that New England clearly covered. Down, I can't even tell you who covered it, 58, covered the ball on his belly with a giant on him, clearly no possession of the football. The giant goes in, ties him up, jump ball, never even ripped the ball away, jump ball scenario, and they give the ball to the Giants. Explain to me how that happens.
Interesting call.
Not interesting. Wrong. Blatantly mismanaged. I don't know why they didn't throw the flag on it.
Patriots did
not challenge last night except the one time where there were 12 men on the field.
How can you challenge that? Why can't you challenge a pass interference call then?
Because a pass interference call is a judgment call. 12 guys on the field, you can tell there are 12 guys on the field. It's not a judgment call.
I just cannot believe that Bill Belichick is actually watching somebody, whether he's on the field by half a yard or not.
Did this email actually come from a cell phone? Is that what we got here, Derek?
Yeah, it did. It came from some.
I don't know. I don't have a name on it. Hats off to the Giants for winning, but now we get to hear again how awesome the 72 Dolphins are. Great. Sarcastic. Thank you. You clowns should be happy that your boys got beat by the champs. The game was entertaining. Granted, I was hammered and on the G-man, but the theory that the game sucked is ludicrous. Sorry you don't like defense, number two fan. I think we can read that little email, can't we? Thanks, number two.
You're the best, number two.
We need to take a break here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Some other things happened this weekend, but we're not going to talk much more than the Super Bowl, and we would love to hear from you. 1-888-455-ESPN. You can email us, DougAndDaddy@ESPNSuperstation.com. And when we come back, special guest in studio. Memories. Back after this.
There they are, two dirty boys.
We had nothing to do with it. It was all their idea.
Now your tablecloth is stained. And how?
More dirty deeds done dirt cheap. When the Doug and Danny Show returns at Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
Integrity, trust, accountability. These values are at the very heart of the choices we make in life. Thrivent Financial for Lutherans understands what our members value most, protecting and providing for their loved ones. Maybe that's why nearly 3 million members turn to Thrivent Financial to help them meet their financial goals.
For your local Thrivent Financial associate, see Paul Mueller in Kearney or look them up on the web at thrivent.com.
Hi, this is Mike Morgan, service manager with Midway Chevrolet Buick Cadillac. We are expanding and need to add personnel to our award-winning service team. We are currently looking for a service technician. GM experience is preferred but not required. We provide excellent benefits, which include specialized GM training, 401k, health insurance, outstanding pay, and a new state-of-the-art facility. If you are interested in being a General Motors technician, come see me, Mike Morgan, Midway Chevrolet Buick Cadillac.
Are you a winter sports nut? Then you are very welcome inside the doors at the Chicken Coop. The Chicken Coop is a family-friendly sports bar and grill that sports so many screens, you won't miss a minute of the action. Whether you like NCAA or pro basketball or any other televised winter sport, there isn't a bad seat in the house. And don't forget, the Chicken Coop serves your favorite food and beverages, including microbrews. Find out why fans flock to the Coop. The Chicken Coop, downtown Grand Island and downtown Kearney.
More exciting high school basketball is coming your way this week on ESPN 1460. The Kearney High Bearcats travel to Hastings to take on the Tiger Boys Tuesday night. While on ESPN 1550, it's the annual battle between Adams Central and St. Cecilia. And on our sister station, Power 99 FM Tuesday, it's a Blue Platte Conference doubleheader as conference tournament champion Ravenna welcomes in St. Paul. More exciting high school basketball coming your way Tuesday.
Now through Valentine's Day, click on ESPNSuperstation.com, the Super Deals section, and receive half off during the Sweetheart Sale.
dense and freezing fog advisories will be in effect throughout the early portions of today, and we are expecting mostly cloudy skies with a chance for a freezing rain-sleet mix. We'll have north winds at 5 to 10 with temperatures steady in the lower 30s. Tonight, mostly cloudy with a good chance for snow developing and breezy with a low of 13. From the WeatherEye Weather Center, I'm Jonathan Lowe.
It's 30 degrees right now.
Doug and Daddy Show. Oh, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
Emails continue to roll in.
Got an email here from Riz who says, Giants are a better team because there's no turmoil. No Shockey, no Tiki. Hello.
Interesting. Interesting.
I will be put in my place by an email and a special guest coming up as well.
Thought it was interesting when Peyton got to Eli's locker and they had the microphone in the middle of them last night, and he said, I couldn't be more proud of you, and he went through and he goes, you better get ready because we're going to have a few tonight. I thought that was, you know what, that's just guys being guys, and you know what, there's a time to party, and last night it was a party with the Mannings, and I just thought that.
Was Archie not at the game?
Oh, Archie.
Yeah, he was there, but they didn't show him during the game. Yeah. I think maybe they were kind of being told, let's not be showing Archie all the time. But Peyton, was that the worst press box, worst luxury seat in the world? Looked like they shoved the poor little fella into a corner where he didn't have a TV or water or nothing. It was like, And then they made sure that there was nobody around him, that they just showed him. It's like a special seat in a suite.
He's like, where's my ticket? And the guy looks at it and goes, oh, that one's right over
here, Mr.
Wow,
there. It's right here, Mr. Euchre.
Oh, Douglas, it's getting lunchtime, and you know what? The NFL Network's on right now. They're recapping the big game, and it's on at one place only, and that's a chicken coop. Get there for the appetizers. We can run them all down, the Irish nachos, the cauliflower, the gizzards, the onion rings. The list goes on and on. It's all at the Chicken Coop. Oh, try out that Keno game they got down there, too. Those 20 spots are real hot. Unbelievable on Saturday. I think that kid is cheating me. Anyway, all your favorite sports are on TV at the Chicken Coop. There's not a bad seat in the house. Great food and drink specials every night. All the coops. Favorites. Try as many as their 12 flavors of flame broiled wings. The two new ones are the honey barbecue or the jalapeno garlic. Try one of their famous sandwiches like the chicken tender hoagie. I know I tried two of them on Saturday and they were very, very lovely. Piled high on a hoagie bun.
Another rough day for you, wasn't it?
Chicken topped with bacon and melted pepper jack cheese. Get to the Chicken Coop, Kearney and Grand Island. It's where it's at.
1-888-455-ESPN. You can email us anytime, DougAndDaddy@ESPNSuperstation.com. DougAndDaddy@ESPNSuperstation.com. As Jackie Gleason said, how sweet it is. I guess beauty is in the eye of the beholder. I thought it was a great game. Do you realize we can now retire the catch for a new one? I think I will invite Tiki Barber to a backyard barbecue this summer, serving crow. Pretty boy Brady got his comeuppance as far as I'm concerned. Jeez, I got to skip the next line, Ken. Thanks. Doug, you complain about bad calls. The Patriots lucked out several times in the game. Pass interference in the end zone. It was pass interference in the end zone, Ken. What the hell were you watching?
Well, the guy ran over and knocked him to the ground.
Pass interception of a deflection. Well, game. That's fine. Reprieve due to 12 men on the field. Again, cheating. I don't know. What are you looking at here, Ken? Those are all legit. How many breaks did the Giants get? Well, he caught it against his helmet. Oh, what do you, Ken, you started out so well with the Jackie Gleason's reference, and then you just went straight to, not good, not good. More email, Daddy? More people piling on?
Yeah, we got one piling on you a little bit. If it was ever
one,
in doubt.
One.
Before, Doug has put to bed all the doubts that he's a complete moron on the subjects of NFL football. Sour grapes, Pats fan. It was one of the best Super Bowl games ever, and Doug is complaining about the quality of the game. Give me a break. Manning played very well, but the MVP was a defensive line. Brady had only been sacked 21 times during the regular season, 5 times yesterday. When the Giants' defensive line started looking gas in the fourth, and the Patriots put that knife in their heart inside of 3 minutes, Most teams would have rolled over. The Giants came on the field looking elated to their destiny, and the ball was in their own hands. That was the most impressive drive. An impressive escape by Manning and catch by Tyree under the circumstances in NFL history. Thanks, Cheeky Geek. It is going to go down as one of the great, great plays, Douglas.
Oh, yeah. It was a very great play, the way it played out. I guess I'm disappointed. I'm sad. I mean, 18-0 and you don't win the Super Bowl, and you lose to a team that has really no history, no tradition. I mean, it's not like you got beat by one of the all-time, or played one of the, I mean, it's not like the Patriots got beat by one of the perennial powers in the NFC or in the National Football League. I mean, it's not like the Giants have been there the last four out of the last 5 years. It's not like playing their rival, the Colts. It's not like playing the Chargers, who they've been starting to heat up with. It's just, it's sad because the Patriots deserved a better fate. I mean, that's another thing.
No, they didn't. I'm glad they lost. I think it's interesting.
When did you become the underdog fan? Because you weren't from August until Friday when you made the huge prediction, 34-13. When did you change your mind, bandwagon jumper?
Well, when they made that first drive is when I changed my mind. I thought, hey.
Jesus. The credibility continues to be zero with you. Absolutely pathetic.
Hey, once the Giants had a chance yesterday, I was all for the Giants. The Patriots deal went right out the window.
Once I realized who was going to win the game, I started rooting for that team. 1-888-455-ESPN. You can email us, DougAndDaddy, at ESPNSuperstation.com.
It's real easy to cheer for Eli Manning, I think. Any of the Mannings, they get the nice guy persona. They've been under a lot of pressure in that market that is New York.
Were you cheering for Eli 2 weeks ago?
Well, no, I'm a Cowboy fan.
3 weeks ago.
No, I'm a Cowboy fan.
Were you cheering for Eli Manning against the Green Bay Packers? All right, you wanted to see the Patriots lose. That's the bottom line. You fall into the category of people that wanted to see the Patriots lose. There is not a Giant fan in this listening area. Maybe two or three. I don't know how that. I haven't seen a Giants gear anywhere. People pulled it out yesterday because they wanted the Patriots to lose. People wanted the Patriots to lose. They did not root for the New York Giants. Their people were not looking to root for the New York Giants yesterday.
Could this be a Giants team that you can see in the Super Bowl and in making late runs in the playoffs the next 3 or 4 years?
I hope not.
A young team.
Hope not.
11 rookies out of the 53.
Hope not.
Of course, he's built a pretty good group.
Well, you know, it's been kind of a sad day, so let's brighten things up. We have a special guest in studio, and, you know, he's been gone for about a year now, and he's grown, matured, nurtured, and rolled in this weekend to just kind of observe. That's right, former producer of the show, former, what else did he do here? Anything?
Board op. That was his first call.
Crazy Chris Parks in studio from Atlantic, Iowa this morning. Crazy, what's up?
Not much, guys. Good to see you, gentlemen.
Wow, were you lost?
We'll use the term.
I took a wrong turn, headed west a little bit, and ended up in Kearney.
I thought I-80 ended at Glenwood for you. What the hell's going on? What did you think of the game yesterday? It was nice to see you, blah, 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 whatever.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. We'll have lunch.
Yeah.
What did you think of the game yesterday? Because, as usual, I saw that you were agreeing with me quite a bit during this first 20 minutes.
I'm going to make this a divided room. I'm definitely on Doug's side on this. I mean, it was a good game, but when you look at it, did you see the best game from both of those teams? No. That was not the best product that both of those two teams could put on the field.
Now, crazy.
There's no question about
people
that.
People that are new to the show or whatever, do not realize you're an Iowa State fan. You are a little bit embarrassed this morning because Ellis Hobbs thought Plaxico was going to run a slant. Mm-hmm. He runs a fade route and falls down.
I agree. That tore my heart out a little bit. I was very disappointed. I knew Plaxico was going to make a play at some point in the game because he's good. He's a good receiver. And, you know, Hobbs is a small cornerback. And it just happened to be at that exact magnificent moment, and he falls down, and that's what he's going to be remembered for, rather than his interception earlier in the game or other good plays he made.
But, I actually remember going back to college and Ellis Hobbs actually winning a couple games that the Cyclones probably shouldn't have, but really stood out, and you thought, well, this is a different cat.
Yeah, he's one of those guys that you see him on the field, you know, this guy's fun to watch. I'm going to watch this guy during the game because he has that much energy, and yeah, he won a couple of games on interceptions to win a couple of, that I was in attendance for. Including the bowl game.
Who were you rooting for yesterday?
I was rooting for the Patriots. I'm like you. I wanted to see history. I wanted to see that, you know, culminate. They won everything. They already beat the Giants earlier in the year. You know, I wanted to see it end. I wanted to see it go down. You know, years from now, are people going to say we're going to talk about the Giants winning? You'd hear a lot more about it if the Patriots would have won this game.
You will only hear about the Giants winning this Super Bowl if they win more Super Bowls in the next 5 years. You have to have dynasties. You have to have runs like the Patriots, like the Cowboys, like the Steelers, like the Niners have done over the first four decades of this. Let's go to the email here because this hits on, funny, a couple of things we've already just touched on here, just coming across. Sonny says, as a lifelong Pats fan, I must say even though the outcome was not one I would have wanted, I will stand by my team and remain a Foxborough faithful. I think you should run some research on how many people converted to the Church of Manning as soon as they beat the Patriots. Speaking of special, did you see the owner lady of the Giants? She looked like she was way off the Prozac. Anyway, I'm wicked hungover and rambling. P.S. Chris Parks rules. Sonny. Somebody we know?
He's a guy I know here in town. I don't know if you know him.
It was spelled S-O. I was hoping it was S-U, so it would be a little better outcome for you. S-O. Sonny, thanks for the email. You can email us, DougAndDaddy@ESPNSuperstation.com.
Douglas, very little has been made of this so far. Do you think Tom Brady's ankle was hurt worse, or do you think it was a non-factor?
Non-factor.
I still say there were throws yesterday by Tom Brady that were not Brady-esque. Air-mailing balls into the fourth row. The receiver just turned around going, where was that? And obviously he's doing a little screwing around yesterday saying, when I went back and Jaws and I looked at the film, we concurred. That's his drive foot, and you got to be able to drive off. You can throw those dump passes down below. Kidding about that because I really don't know the intricacies of that. But it looked like at times there were out routes that were nowhere close. There were balls that all season long are right on the money. Down the middle of the field, and it's like the receiver and him not on the same page. You didn't saw that all year long.
Well, here's what surprised me, something that I noticed. I don't know if anybody else agrees with this, but a few times you saw close-ups of Brady during the game. He just looked, he had this defeatist look on his face the whole game, like, what, how am I going to get out of this one? How am I going to win this one? He just didn't seem to have that pep, that confidence that you expect. You know, Tom Brady, he's the Super Bowl champ. He's that guy, but he didn't look like it yesterday.
Got an email here from Jessica who says, what was Giselle doing at the game? Thanks, Jessica in Dallas. Sure appreciate that. You know, it all went downhill from the coin flip. We'll take a break and be back with more after this on the Doug and Daddy Show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
Exceptional. Distinctive. Extraordinary.
Big. Why, they're huge.
Thank you, Mr. Know-It-All.
The largely entertaining Doug and Daddy Show will be right back on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
Alan Cowherd, host of The Herd. Bose Quiet Comfort Acoustic Noise Canceling Headphones are fantastic headphones. Take it from somebody who considers headphones a tool of his trade. They're comfortable, and I can wear them for hours. The sound quality is the best. They reduce all the noise and distractions around me when I'm working. You've got to call 800-890-2073. To try them for 30 days risk-free. When I fly, my Bose Quiet Comfort headphones allow me to work in quiet or enjoy music. I even plug them into my MP3 player, DVD player, even the aircraft entertainment system, and enjoy clear audio. Order yours at 800-890-2073 and ask about making low monthly payments. And if you order today, you get free shipping. I hope you enjoy Bose headphones as much as I do. Choose QC3 headphones for an on-ear fit or QC2 headphones for an around-ear fit. Order at 800-890-2073. Find out why Bose Quiet Comfort headphones are anything but ordinary.
People are talking about the Doug and Danny blog at ESPNSuperstation.com. It's all good.
I'm surprised to hear that because that is new information.
You bet. The Doug and Danny blog is all about insightful commentary and learned opinions from our dynamic duo. Yep, can't they talk about
certain controversial issues, pretty much anything they want to talk about.
And of course, you got to talk back.
That story was completely inappropriate.
The Doug and Danny blog on ESPNSuperstation.com. Let them know what you think.
I'm Doug Duda with the Sports Minute on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. The Tri-City Storm is home for six of the next seven games, including three this week, Tuesday against Sioux City, Friday and Saturday against Cedar Rapids. The UNK men's and women's basketball teams will host Shadron State on Tuesday night, then travel to Colorado Mines on Friday. The Hastings College women will be at Nebraska Wesleyan Tuesday. The men will be at Wesleyan on Wednesday. Then the squads will travel to Dort in Sioux Center, Iowa on Saturday. The Nebraska men's basketball team will be at Kansas State Wednesday. The game is on Fox Sports Midwest at 7 o'clock, while the Nebraska women are at Colorado on Wednesday evening. The UNK wrestling team will duel Grand Canyon of Arizona at home Friday and Western State Saturday. The Hastings College wrestling team will be hosting Briar Cliff Saturday. The Nebraska wrestling team will host Oklahoma on Sunday. And the UNK and Hastings College baseball teams, weather permitting, are scheduled to begin their seasons this weekend. And that's a Sports Minute.
I'm Richie Ross from the Tennessee Titans. You're listening to Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation, 1460 KXPN and 1550 KICS.
Dense and freezing fog advisories will be in effect throughout the early portions of today, and we are expecting mostly cloudy skies with a chance for a freezing rain-sleet mix. We'll have north winds at 5 to 10 with temperatures steady in the lower 30s. Tonight, mostly cloudy with a good chance for snow developing and breezy with a low of 13. From the WeatherEye Weather Center, I'm Jonathan Lowe.
It's 30 degrees right now.
Back to the Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Well, maybe you didn't like the outcome of the game yesterday. Maybe you still have some pent-up anger. Maybe you should go knock the crap out of some golf balls at the golf simulator at Prairie Hills. You can pound it right into that screen and measure your ball tracking and swing speed. You probably have a little more swing speed today than normal. Tracks the ball, not the screen. You can play 9 or 18 holes. Call for a tee time if you'd like, but they're open from 8 a.m. until midnight. Come anytime and practice on the new simulator at Prairie Hills. The new clubhouse is there for your enjoyment. Ready to challenge as well as train and improve your golf game. Meet the new owners, operators, Kurt, Curtis, Nick. See the new clubhouse. Feel the new attitude. That's Prairie Hills Golf Course, just north of Kearney, about 10 miles on Highway 10. It's voted the best state-of-the-art simulator of 2007. Folks, you're going to love it. Most of the folks that we've talked to that have played it just love it. And your chance to do so today. Prairie Hills Golf Course. Check out the brand-new simulator. Voted the best state-of-the-art simulator, just 10 miles north of Kearney. Or, I believe that would be what? 6 miles south of Pleasanton?
Right in that area.
On Highway 10. Let's go to the email. Love them. Keep them coming, folks. You can give us a call, too, 1-888-455-3776. Doug and Daddy Show, you are right. Boring game, except if you were the guy that won two quarters in the pool. Commercials were pedestrian. Yeah. If you were in those so-called pools, you won the second and third quarters yesterday because it was 7-3. Nice.
How come in those pools my numbers are always 2 and 5? I've never drawn 0, 4, or 7. 2, 5, or 9. Unbelievable.
Matt White, how many times do you want to jump off sides or have a false start? You all pro. Maybe if we didn't have to worry about you guys being so cool on the O line with your beards, you'd step up and play football. Is that where the blame should lay for this Super Bowl loss? The offensive line for the New England Patriots? Should it lie on Tom Brady? Should it lie on the coaching of the New England Patriots? Where should the loss be blamed? If you want to say that the New York Giants played well, fine. Where should the blame be for losing the Super Bowl when you go in 18-0 and dismantled most of your opponents throughout the year? I think by the time you play that 19th game, everything and every piece of film has been out there about how to slow you down and do things. But you know what? 14 points, your lowest offensive output of the year? Come on. Someone is to blame for this.
Well, it's got to be the offensive line for the Patriots. They could not protect him. They could not protect him. Normally, he's getting a three-step drop and dumping the ball off. You know what? He didn't have a lot of three-step drops where he had that half a second to sit there and find his receiver. He had a three-step drop and, oh, crap, I got to move. There's nobody open. I got a guy in my face. I got to get out of here. A lot of happy feet back there from Tom Brady. And when you're getting knocked to the ground, I still, all year long, not see Tom Brady get knocked to the ground and get hit and just physically shoved around and managed.
So why did that happen yesterday? The Giants, are you saying is the best, where I did not hear this all year long, are you saying the Giants have the best defensive front four in football? And I had not heard that all year long. They said that they had to play well. That's what everybody was saying all week long. The only way the Giants have a chance is if they can get to Tom Brady. That's the only thing the Patriots needed to really worry about. That's the only thing. They knew that's the only way they could get beat, and they let it beat them. I find that very hard to understand.
Well, you would think that maybe, well, you would have thought they would have figured this out, but they could not stop Strahan and O.C. Aminora. They could. Those guys were collapsing the pocket so fast from the outside. You can't play with that much energy every week. This was a team that had been told they couldn't win for 2 weeks. They're the only ones that really believe that they could win. They rallied around each other. They rallied around their coach, and they rallied around and believed in one another to get it done. And you see Jeremy Shockey, and would he have made a difference out there yesterday? Who knows if they'd even been there?
Depends on how many of those scotches he had down by there.
That's interesting. They show him. He's got three drinks sitting in front of him. It's like, come on, Jeremy, pick one. Pick one. You know they're going to show you.
Doug and Daddy's show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. We've got Crazy Chris Parks, former producer of the show, in studio on leave from Iowa, for crying out loud. Derek's manning the phone lines and taking care of all the producing today. We've got some hockey tickets for tomorrow. The Storm, who went 1-1 in Green Bay this weekend, 2 one-goal games, 1-3-2, lost 4-3, and then they are home for 6 of their next 7 contests, including tomorrow night, Fat Tuesday. They are home, and they will be at the First Tier Event Center, taking on Sioux City's Musketeers, and we have got a family 4-pack of reserve tickets to give away right now. 1-888-455-ESPN. 1-888-455-ESPN. I think this is a fair question. Which Nebraska collegiate athlete, and I'm going Wayne State, Chadron State, UNK, Hastings College, Nebraska, this individual had the most points in any basketball game on Saturday, scoring 41. 1-888-455-ESPN. This gentleman scored 41 points.
So it's not Kelsey Griffin.
No, it's not Kelsey Griffin, and it sure the heck isn't a Husker. I'll tell you that right now. 1-888-455-ESPN. This young man scored 41 points in a Saturday victory. Who was it? 1-888-455-ESPN will give you a chance to win 4 tickets to the Tri-City Storm hockey game, and as soon as we give them away, we'll go into break. But, Daddy, we've hammered this Super Bowl. Anything that we haven't touched on about the Super Bowl?
Well, obviously, the highs and lows coming into the game and how Eli Manning would handle the pressure, and I think with them being able to run the football and keep that offense off the field, Douglas, I think that was total confidence boost, and I think that allowed them to win the football game yesterday.
Crazy?
We've hit most of the big points, but I think, like we said before, I think both of us have touched on it. That just wasn't the same Patriots team. They didn't come out. You mentioned who you're going to blame the most. I think, like you said, the line is number one. But number two, you really do have to question coaching. You mentioned that first play, and then also the going for it on fourth down. It was a huge momentum turn, and it really affected the game.
What would the odds be of making on a 4th-and-13 in the NFL overall? Why would you think?
Well,
Why would you think that that's obtainable?
We already have. We've got an email here from Billy C. in New York. Says, that's even money, Daddy.
Oh, jeez. What a bozo.
You know, it seemed to me that New England was not converting third down and that the Giants were converting third down. And they converted three third downs on that first drive. Both of them were 50% yesterday on third down. So what was going on? 7-3 going into the fourth quarter, and they both converted 50% of their third downs?
Well,
where did this game turn? So bad. So bad.
Douglas, don't you agree that if the Giants...
Got a winner for our hockey tickets, by the way. Got a winner for our hockey tickets. Drake Baronic, 41 points, 15 rebounds. Who is our winner, Derek?
Russ from Kearney's going to the game tomorrow.
All right, Russ!
What about you, chump?
Anyway.
Don't you think if the Giants on that initial drive, though, are stopped, the game is totally, totally different?
Well, you would think so. But again, the Patriots didn't look good all game long.
That's an interesting point. Every time they did show Tom Brady, just totally. I mean, we were watching highlights here during the break and been watching them kind of throughout the show. And to see the passes, the 4th and 13, Douglas, he threw it out of bounds.
Well, why would you throw it out of bounds? At least give somebody a chance in the end zone. He threw it to the, well, pylon, back pylon, whatever, to Dante Stallworth. He did have a man in the middle of the field there, covered, but who cares? It's 4th and 13. You don't throw it out of bounds or throw it away. You give yourself a chance to catch it. Maybe you catch it against your helmet and keep the drive going, well, or score a touchdown.
And crazy saying, well, you know Plaxico was going to step up and make a play. You knew Moss was going to step up and make a play. Well, think about the two touchdown passes that they caught. Really uncontested.
Yeah, really.
Both guys fall down. You think, oh, this is, you know, at one time somebody's going to go up, as athletic as those guys are, pluck a ball out of midair and, you know, in between two guys. Nah, didn't happen.
You could have caught those, couldn't you, Grace?
I could have caught those, definitely. That's something I was going to bring up. Where else was Randy Moss? I mean, a lot of the problem was Brady couldn't get him the ball, but didn't you think this was kind of a game where, you know, Randy Moss, the superstar, was going to bust out and say, I'm the guy on this team that really reads. You
well,
know, your Walker was.
Second half adjustments.
Yeah.
Where's your second half adjustments? You know, if Brady's getting pounded in the pocket and you've got a weapon like Moss, roll him out. Do what it takes to do. I mean, whether Moss is a factor or not, they have enough receivers to be factors. And I thought Moss was there. It wasn't Moss's fault that he wasn't getting the ball.
It was the offensive line's fault again. Moss is a receiver that hurts you vertically down the field. Wilkers is an underneath guy that's so shifty. I mean, Moss doesn't have those quick little juke and jive moves that Wes Wilker does. He's got to use his speed and get some separation. You got to hit him in stride, and he's gone for six. Well, but he never had time to throw those.
Brady looked different, more nervous. If you can sit back and watch the game, and you just look at him, he looked different than he had even in the other Super Bowls. Any other game this year? I know it's Super Bowl, but we'll find out. Where does the upset rank? That's what everybody's going to start talking about this afternoon, and we'll touch on it before we wrap things up after this on the Doug and Daddy Show.
And now, another unsolicited listener comment on the Doug and Daddy Show.
Why don't you do the world a favor and pull your lip over your head and swallow?
Storm Hockey.
Storm Hockey.
It's your team.
Storm Hockey skates into February with a Fat Tuesday game against the Sioux City Musketeers at the First Tier Event Center. Don't sit at home this Tuesday when you can get the week started with hockey action. It's Fat Tuesday with the Storm. Purchase your tickets by calling 308-338-8011 or online at stormhockey.com. Storm versus Musketeers. Storm Hockey, presented by Vieira Wireless.
Storm Hockey.
Storm Hockey.
It's your team.
This is the sound of a day in motion. Of people with places to go. Things to do, of play dates, of running errands, and walking the dog. This is life happening with or without a cold. And it's brought to you by Vicks DayQuil. For the help you need to power through your day, get the non-drowsy multi-symptom relief of Vicks DayQuil. Because cold or no cold, the day must go on. Use as directed for cold flu relief.
You can live truly debt-free on just the money you already make using my proven system. Let me send you a free tape today that shows you how. Hi, I'm John Commuta, creator of the Transforming Debt into Wealth system. My system doesn't consolidate your debt, it eliminates it, no matter how much debt you have.
I'm completely debt-free now thanks to John Commuta.
Call now and I'll rush you my free tape. Call 1-800-500-6122. That's 1-800-500-6122. 1-800-500-6122.
I'm Richie Ross from the Tennessee Titans. You're listening to Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation, 1460 KXPN and 1550 KICS.
Dense and freezing fog advisories will be in effect throughout the early portions of today, and we are expecting mostly cloudy skies with a chance for a freezing rain sleet mix. We'll have north winds at 5 to 10 with temperatures steady in the lower 30s. Tonight, mostly cloudy with a good chance for snow developing and breezy with a low of 13. From the WeatherEye Weather Center, I'm Jonathan Lowe.
It's 30 degrees right now.
I fell into a burning ring of fire. I went down, down,
Doug and Daddy's show.
And the flames
or tomorrow, it's a double dip. Coming up this week, it is National Letter of Intent Signing Day. And tomorrow here on ESPN, or is that Wednesday? That's Wednesday, right?
Right.
On ESPN Radio, Bo Pelini will be having a 2 o'clock press conference to talk about the recruiting class. Tomorrow, Jeremy Crabtree of Rivals.com scheduled to be on the program. Coming up Wednesday, former GI and University of Nebraska volleyball standout Jenny Kropp is going to join us. She is playing professional
Make
volleyball.
A little noise on that sand volleyball tour.
And they are going to be in Omaha, and we're going to talk about her and her team and all the folks that are coming to Omaha for that. And, of course, tomorrow with a special show at Cunningham's, we're going to talk a little hockey, Bliss Littler, and all of that going on, because we have a special Doug and Daddy show tomorrow afternoon from 3:30 to 5:30 here on ESPN Radio for Cunningham's Journal to celebrate Fat Tuesday. Will you be recovered in time, Daddy?
You know what? I dap and overcome. I'm ready. I'm ready.
We've got lots of giveaways, T-shirts, beads, all of the things you need for a Fat Tuesday. But here's the deal. We are putting together with Cunningham's a Tri-City Storm package where for just $15, you get a ticket to the hockey game. They feed you at Cunningham's before the game. They take you to the hockey game. They bring you back to the hockey game. And you're there to party after the hockey game, and your $5 cover charge is already taken care of when you arrive back at Cunningham's from the hockey game.
What's the catch?
There is no catch. You can come early, enjoy the $1.50 Wells or domestic long necks, the $2.25 big ass beers, and folks, they are there at downtown 23rd and 1st Street. You can get your tickets online at stormhockey.com, or you can stop by Cunningham's today or tomorrow. But come in early, enjoy the festivities, because it's going to be a great night of activity. Come in early, pregame it up, they feed you, then they take you to the hockey game, they bring you back, and then you tear it up a little bit more. Fat Tuesday, getting you ready for Lent. Cunningham's Journal, it's going on tomorrow, a special Doug and Daddy show from 3:30 to 5:30, and that Tri-City Storm package only $15. It's like a $1 million package for $15.
Yeah, stop in there if you, you know, just have a drink, give Wayne a punch. That's one of my favorite things to do when I go to Cunningham's.
Well, Daddy, a lot of other things went on over the weekend. Need to touch on them. Just a great comeback for the Nebraska women. I was very concerned yesterday. They were down 10 with 5.5 remaining, but were able to pull it out over a not-good Missouri team who's just 1-7 in the conference. They went at 73-67 there at Colorado Wednesday. The Nebraska men are at Kansas State Wednesday. The game will be seen in Kearney on Fox Sports Midwest, so congratulations there. UNK men, Drake Bronick, we mentioned this, 41 points, 15 rebounds, 88-82, went over Metro. They've won 4 in a row, and now second place in the East Division. The women are in first place in the East, 24 points, Amy Mathis, 21, Jade Meads, after an 87-82 victory. Both teams host Shatterin State tomorrow. Bobby Kemp, 28 points, 7 rebounds, 8 blocks. Hastings loses 70-64 to Dakota West, and not fun. Kay Brockmeyer and Lindsay Ducey, 17 each for the Hastings women, 72-42 victory. They are at Nebraska Wesleyan women Tuesday, and the men on Wednesday. UNK Wrestling, 25th straight RMAC victory, thumping Colorado Mines, but losing to number 2 UNO, 24-12. The Nebraska wrestling team, 22-13 victors over the Missouri Tigers. Kearney wins the GNAC Conference wrestling meet. Columbus was second, and Hastings finished in third on Saturday. We talked about the Tri-City Storm going 1-1. Congratulations to all the conference basketball tournament champions over the weekend. Ravenna sweeping the boys and girls in the Lou Platte. Pleasanton sweeping the boys and girls in the Fort Kearney. Both
overtime
squads, yeah, really had to do some extra work in those. And Nebraska's picked up another oral commitment, a kid that might want to play baseball. Kerry Cooper, 6'275-pound wide receiver out of Shreveport, Louisiana, but also a talented center fielder and wants to play baseball.
a little bit of receiver action, so Nebraska continues to get start picking up some people and getting back to that original number before they defected.
Heartland Event Center had a successful Heartland Hoops Classic. Wes Eichmeyer wins the Battle of Carr and
33-28.
Not too bad for those two young men. Hopefully they take it a long way at the state tournament. Congratulations to all the fine folks who, were winners this weekend. The Giants.
Doug didn't have a few one of those, I don't think.
That's right. Hey, a reminder that it takes all types, especially yours, and you can help make sure the right blood type is available at the right time for patients with serious medical needs. The UNK Blood Drive is coming up next Monday, February 11th, at the Nebraska Student Union Cedar Room from 11 to 5. If you need more information, you can contact UNK football coach Daryl Morris. Whatever your type, the Red Cross is asking for your help. Make a life-saving commitment. Crazy Chris Parks in studio. Thanks, buddy.
Thanks,
you can buy us lunch.
Yeah, thanks for allowing me to join you. I got to visit the number one sports talk show in Nebraska more often.
Woo!
See you tomorrow. Doug and Daddy Show, 1460, 1550.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game over!